What if I told you that one of Latin America's greatest composers of art song was born in a house that once belonged to a president and died on the very day that would later be declared a global celebration of his legacy? This is the story of Jaime León, a composer whose music connects continents, memories, and generations. Songs so evocative, they feel like whispered memories from places you may have never been, yet somehow deeply know. Let's begin our resonance. Welcome to Resonances. I'm Patricia Caicedo, soprano, musicologist, and physician, and I'm thrilled you are here. This is the space where music meets meaning, where sounds connect with health, identity, and emotion. If you ever felt a song touch your soul or change your state of mind, this podcast is for you. Resonances is all about integration, transformation, and the power of music to shape who we are. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to Resonances. My name is Patricia Caicedo. I'm a soprano, musicologist, and physician, and the happy host of this podcast. This is a very personal episode, one that goes straight to the heart. Today we celebrate the International Day of Latin American and Iberian Art Song, held each year on May 11th. And we dedicate this episode to the memory of someone who was not only a musical giant, but also like family to me, the Colombian composer, conductor, and pianist, Jaime León. Jaime and his wife, Beatriz Carreño Mutis, were like grandparents to me. Beatriz was related to my father's family, and our connection was deep, both human and artistic. I love Beatriz, and of course, Jaime. I didn't just admire Jaime. I love him. I learned from him, sang with him, and shared unforgettable moments that shape my path as a musician and as a human being. We observe May 11th because it is the day Jaime León passed away in 2015. In his honor and in honor of the vast, rich tradition he helped shape, this day has become the International Day of Latin American and Iberian Art Song, a time to lift up the voices, languages, and poetic traditions of our continent. Jaime León was born on December 18, 1921, in Cartagena de Indias, Colombia. And here's a beautiful detail. He was born in the historic house that once belonged to Colombian President Rafael Núñez. Why? Because Jaime's mother, Alicia Ferro Román, was the niece of Núñez's wife, Soledad Román. So from birth, Jaime was surrounded by history, legacy, and culture. His story began quite literally through music. His parents were both musicians. His father, Luis Enrique León Lozada, was a violinist pursuing the American dream, so he went north to the north of Colombia to be near to the sea to take a ship to go to the US. But he was stuck in Cartagena de Indias with little money, so he organized concerts and needed a pianist. And the pianist was, who would you believe was, Alicia Ferro Román. They performed together, they fell in love, got married, and eventually moved to the United States. First to San Francisco, then to New York, and Jaime was their only child and received his earliest music education from both of them. When Jaime was 14 years old, the family returned to Colombia, where Jaime completed high school and continued his piano studies. From the beginning, he lived between two cultures. He was both Colombian and from the United States, and he never stopped belonging to both. Jaime was a forerunner of what we now recognize as a transnational identity. He didn't just adapt to the places he lived, he absorbed them, wove them into his artistic identity and let them shape his creative voice. In today's world, where many of us inhabit multiple languages, cultures, and geographies, Jaime's life is more relevant than ever. His music was enriched by this movement, by the blend of experience, influence, and belonging. In 1951, going fast forward, Jaime began composing songs for voice and piano. His first, Aves y Ensueños, opened the door to a rich and expressive body of work, always setting to music the poetry of Colombian poets and sometimes Ecuadorian poets. So let's listen to one of them now. Here is Siempre, a song composed by Jaime León on a poem by Alfredo Gómez Jaime, a Colombian poet born in 1878 who passed away in 1946. His poetry is full of longing and romantic elegance, and Jaime's music brings it to life with deep sensitivity. This performance is from my album Más Que Nunca, More Than Ever, recorded with the extraordinary Greek pianist Nikos Stablas. The album features only songs by Jaime León and is available for free on Spotify. You can find the direct link to the album in the episode description. So let's listen. Jaime, or Jamie as people call him when he was living in the United States, earned a scholarship to attend the Juilliard School of Music in New York, where he went to study piano with Joseph Levine and Carl Freiberg, a direct disciple of Clara Schumann, imagine. So when he finished his career as a pianist, he enrolled in the orchestral conducting program, also in Juilliard. But his life, as I mentioned before, was always coming and going to Colombia and from Colombia to the United States, so going to the both places. So he was invited often in Colombia to play recitals, piano recitals, or to play piano accompanied by the orchestra there. But in 1947, he was appointed director of the National Symphony Orchestra of Colombia. He also taught piano at the National Conservatory in Bogotá, and later on conducted major orchestras not only in Colombia but also in the US, being deeply respected on both sides of the continent. He became the principal conductor of the American Ballet Theater Orchestra for several years. So he conducted the ballet orchestra with the ballet going around the world. He also conducted a lot of opera productions and a lot of musical theater productions in the United States. So he just blended the worlds of classical music, opera, and the popular world, as he called it, of musical theater, a genre he loved as well as he loved jazz. Now I want to share a song that's very close to me. It's also the title track of the album I mentioned earlier. It's called Más Que Nunca. The poem is by the Colombian poet Maruja Vieira. She was born in 1922 and passed away recently in 2023. Jaime set her poem to music in one of his most heartfelt and emotional works, más que nunca.
Porque amarte es así de dulce y hondo, como esta fiel serenidad del agua que corre por la sequía derramando su amorosa ternura sobre el campo. Te amo en este sitio de campanas y árboles, en esta brisa, en estos jazmines y en estas dalias.
I could tell you a lot of details and anecdotes of Jaime León, how he became the conductor of the American Ballet Theater Orchestra, how he went back to Colombia later on, called by the Colombian president, Belisario Betancourt, to conduct in the Filarmónica de Bogotá, how he became the director of the Opera de Colombia, and he held a long list of important appointments in Colombia as a conductor, also as a musical leader and administrator, as a teacher. But I just want to go to one special moment that I shared with him, that was Jaime's final public performance in 2009, where I had the incredible honor of sharing the stage with him. It happened at the Biblioteca Luis Ángel Arango in Bogotá, the Luis Ángel Arango Library in Bogotá, as we performed several of his songs together. That evening was also the place and the moment in we presented the two books I wrote, compiling and studying all of his songs for voice and piano. These two volumes include English translations of all the poetry, IPA transcriptions, and contextual introductions to the poets and to Jaime himself. Apart from being part of my teaching at the Barcelona Festival of Song, these volumes are published and available at Mundo Arts. So if you are a singer or a pianist or a teacher and you would like to perform Jaime's music, you can get your hands on it because it's available, it's published. So that night in 2009 was much more than a concert. It was a moment of transmission from one generation to the next. Since that day, I made it my mission, and of course, since way before when I started researching his music and compiling and preparing the books, I made it my mission to carry his legacy forward through concerts, recordings, research, publications, and education. Through the Barcelona Festival of Song, Mundo Arts, and now through this podcast, my mission is to share Jaime's music and to inspire other performers to perform it, to know this music, to put it on concerts, and to share it with the audiences, because they deserve to know this beautiful, amazing music and this heritage. So Jaime received many honors during his life. I could be here for hours reading all the medals and honors he received. Among them, the Order of Artistic Merit, the Order of the Philharmonic Merit, and a recognition by the Ministry of Culture of Colombia several times for his legacy and work as a composer and conductor and cultural leader and administrator. But the greatest honor, I believe, is that his songs are still being sung. His music still speaks to us, through us, and through it he lives. So I inspire you to listen to this music, and I thank you for being with me on this journey. If you would like to hear the full versions of Siempre, Más Que Nunca, and many other songs by Jaime León, remember, you can listen to the album Más Que Nunca for free on Spotify. You can find the direct link to the album in this episode description. You can also visit jaimeleon.net, a website I created. It's small, but there you can explore more about his life and work. And please, 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 please share this episode. Let others hear this voice. Let's make sure Jaime León's legacy continues to resonate. And remember, this podcast is brought to you thanks to the support of the Barcelona Festival of Song, a unique summer program for classical singers, pianists, and voice teachers who want to explore the history and interpretation of Latin American and Iberian art song in beautiful Barcelona, and also perform in Barcelona. Also, thank you to our sponsors, Mundo Arts and the Latin American and Spanish Vocal Music Collection. Thank you for listening and thank you for being part of this community. Let me ask you for a personal favor. Please, share this episode with at least one person you know who would enjoy it. Someone whose life or well-being might be enriched by discovering Jaime's music. By tuning in, you are expanding your musical horizons, learning about the musics of the world, and helping to amplify previously underrepresented voices. You are contributing to the diversification of the repertoire and to a richer, more inclusive, and just musical world. See you next time on Resonances.